think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. I don't know. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, you can. Just go to ESPN975.com and click Watch Us on Live Stream. That simple. We continue to tweak things here. It looks pretty good. The backdrop looks pretty good. Not the subjects. But right there on the website.
Well, why don't you take it off the Jon camera?
Because it's fixed now, allegedly.
I know. I just still like to see what's going on with Jon.
Yeah, he should flip over like one segment every hour.
Right.
On just Jon. I think that seems fair. Right? I think people want to see him more than they want to see us. That's like when he was doing the show with me that time. Yeah, we had a bunch more people watching. So, oh, I want to watch Jon. They all find him enthralling. 713-780-ESPN. So you can catch us on ESPN 97.5. You can catch us on SportsMap 94.1. Plenty of ways to listen to the show. And question from the text line, Jon, that if you win a ticket to the party, do you actually have to pick something up or just show up? Are you on a list? How does that work?
You get contacted.
Okay, so they'll contact you. Hope that answers it for you. We will be giving away another party invite here this hour. Just for the people. Because I like
that.
I like the people and I miss the people. So I want to take care of the people. Hey, I got some college football. Do you want to do some college football?
Sure.
The 10 most overrated teams for the season?
Okay.
All right. I just kind of want to start getting to some college football.
Yeah.
I've got a semi for college football. Number 10 on the list, they have Nebraska. I don't know if they're going to be overrated. I think people are excited because Scott Frost is there, but I also think they realize what a mess that clown made they hired before him, which I think both of us said at the time was a horrible hire.
Messed up.
I don't think they should be in the top 25 or anything. If they are, then they're overrated. But I don't know if it's fair to call them overrated in year one.
How many Big 12 schools are on this list?
A bunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure this was a legit list because I feel like I've been hearing noise about six Big 12 schools who are going to shock people. I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think it's going to be pretty rough for a few of those guys.
Yeah. Well, they all can't be good.
No.
Because they all have to play each other.
Almost impossible.
Number 9 on their list is Central Florida.
Another new coach, and they lose the coach to Nebraska. Josh Heupel seems to be like a pretty decent coach, but who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know that they – I feel like there are – like losing the coach, losing Shaquem Griffin, I feel like
– they lost a lot of guys off that defense.
There's a little bit of expectation that they're going to decline. So I don't know if I'd call them overrated.
I think you have an expectation. I have an expectation they're going to decline.
Yeah.
But I think the general public looks at them. Oh, they were unbeaten last year and their quarterback's back.
Okay.
They're the national champions. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
National champions of Central Florida.
That was last year, Jon. It's a new year.
Yeah. Number 8, Florida.
Yeah. Call me when you get a quarterback.
Yeah. I love Dan Mullen, but again, I can't really call them overrated until...
I don't think anybody really expects much from Florida this year.
No.
I think everybody's kind of like, yeah, this team can't win without a quarterback.
I think you're putting them there because you look at the Florida on their jersey and say, oh, they're supposed to be good every year. Number 7, the first of your run of Big 12 schools, TCU.
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, man. A lot of really key contributors.
But they've also got some really good playmakers. I'm a little concerned about their offensive line. But... I think they'll be pretty good. I'm not gonna, but I also think people putting them in the talk for potentially winning the conference and going to the playoffs, that is a little much for me. I might say the same thing about number 6, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they lost their quarterback. More important, like
James
Oklahoma
Washington
State,
too.
James Washington's more important because Oklahoma State, they rotate through quarterbacks, and that system, Mike Gundy's system, sort of leans to a quarterback having success. But James Washington's like an elite level receiver that's gone now, and there's not an elite level receiver left at Oklahoma State.
But I do think they kind of have a program. I mean, they're especially offensively, that's sort of plugged in that they can almost. I mean, they're going to be able to score regardless. But I do think there's a little step back there with that, with the loss of him, and their offensive line too. They lost a few guys. Number five, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I still think they're probably going to win the Big 12. They probably got the best chance to do it. I think they're kind of like Florida. You got to show me what's going on at quarterback. Like,
but that's the whole thing is, how good do you think Baker Mayfield was? How much of it was the system?
Yeah,
I think that's where, if you think he was exceptional, then.
And is Kyler Murray any good? Is Kyler Murray even going to be the starter? Like,
didn't he block you on Twitter?
Yes,
Isn't he very short? Isn't that why?
I don't know. I don't know why Kyler Murray blocked me on Twitter, but he did.
Yeah, I don't know that they've decided whether he's starting or Austin Kendall is. So I think they'll be good, but yeah, putting him in the top five might be a little premature. And one more for your Big 12 run, West Virginia.
That's who I was gonna go with is another one that should be high on that list. They've got a good quarterback, so it's hard to say that they're not going to be okay. They'll be fine, I'm sure. But the rest of their team is just they lost a lot of guys. They've
especially
got
on defense.
Their defense was bad and lost people. But yeah, I'm going to go. That's a good one on this list.
Number three, LSU.
I bet I can guess the top two.
Yeah?
Yeah. But let's stick with LSU for a second. I think they'll be good because they'll be like old school LSU, lean on defense, and I think they've got some good, they still have some good defensive players. It is going to be interesting to see because they lost the running backs. You know, they're down to, well, there's no Geis, there's no, you know, you lost Fournette, then you lose Geis.
Your superstar offensive coordinator from last year turned out to be a bust.
Yeah, but they typically find guys to fill that role, and then it turns into, are they going to get decent quarterback play? And we're still waiting for that at LSU. And I think that's gonna matter a lot. Their schedule is not easy.
No,
it's tough.
And you just wonder how much erosion from the Les Miles era with Ed Orgeron, because I'm still not sold on that.
Yep.
So I'm okay with them. All right, see if you can guess the other two.
Notre Dame,
number one on the list. And I think you could put them number one on the list every year.
I think so. I'm going to go with Notre Dame's probably going to win 7 or 8 games. And people think they're, I don't know what they're going to be preseason. My guess is top 15.
Yeah.
No, that ain't going to be it. My other guess is Penn State.
And you would be correct.
Okay.
So
I might have had Penn State number one. But
yeah, I think expectations for them might be a little higher than they are for Notre Dame.
Yeah,
so,
Notre Dame's a fair one.
Yeah. All right, there you go. A little college football
for I like it.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Larry Brown Sports.
All right.
So I'm going to try to pull one of those a couple times a week now as we get closer to college football because, you know, it's around the corner now. We can start talking about it. All right, guys. We can always talk about Texans Can Academies because every day they change lives and school's about to crank up again. It's not that far away. You probably know that if you got your kids around, you're going, okay, I'm ready for them to get back to school. Well, they're ready to get back to school at Texans Can Academies, and they need your help because these are kids that have had to drop out of other schools. They get a second opportunity there, and they go on. So many of them do great things, and they're really good kids. It's just there's a lot of situations that just don't work with regular schools, and that's why the school's so special. They work around whatever those problems are, and they give them another chance. And they need your donations. And by your donations, just vehicles you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. Doesn't matter how old they are. Doesn't matter if they can run. Doesn't matter if they're just all beat up. Maybe it's just been sitting there, and you thought, oh, I'm going to fix this up. Or maybe you inherited one. You're like, oh, I'm going to fix it up and give it away or something. And it's just, or I'm going to sell it. And you just never got around to it because who has time for that, right? We're all too busy. Well, how about this? You can just donate it as is right now. They'll tow it free of charge. Process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. Be the latest Blitzer to step up. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Back on the Blitz. A couple of college football follow-ups there. Baylor Joe said, give it to me straight. Did the Bears climb out of the cellar?
No.
I think they'll be better, but I don't think they're going to be losing the Liberties.
Probably not.
But, you know, I still think, you know, that's not going to be a short turnaround for them. And a lot of people are trying to bribe us to get into the party. A lot of the stream people asking, you know, we don't really have a chance to win tickets if we're on the stream. That's not really true. I try to make the number high enough, but I don't know. I also don't want the intern to have to answer 50 calls.
Right.
So we'll think of a way to do this. You know what? How about this? At 5:30, we'll take the 29th caller. So start calling at 5:30. How's that sound? That work?
Sounds good.
That way everybody's got
a chance.
Yeah, because now you know there's no, on the stream, you might be finding out about this 20 seconds later, but 5:30 is 5:30. Don't call it 5:29. Sync up 5:30, and I'll go ahead and read it. Here at Gal Media, we love to party. I think you know that. And since we've been having a great run and our stations keep growing because of you, our listeners, we've decided to throw you a party. You can win an invitation for two to come to the Gal Media Listener Appreciation Party August 2nd here in our offices. It's one of those awesome all-inclusive parties where you show up and we do the rest. You'll have the opportunity to talk football film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, pop a shot with the usual suspects, or play poker with the Blitz. Only way to get
in... Did you sign us up to do that?
I did not. I was just told we were doing it. Only way to get in is to win an invitation. Listen every day to every show for your chance, or come out to one of our events because we're giving them away on site too. So 5:30, okay? Is that fair to everybody? I feel like that's fair. I want to give everybody a chance. I really can't say no to stuff like that because this was my idea. So I kind of feel like if they say, hey, can you come play poker with them? Like, sure. Sure. I think it's kind of funny, though, that you could talk football film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, but the usual suspects is pop a shot.
Yeah. Those guys don't know anything about sports.
It's kind of that's their expertise, pop a shot.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying
to. Which, by the way, are either of those guys any good at pop a shot?
I'm sure Joel's much better than Barry.
Okay.
Interesting.
I mean, unless Barry can, well, I don't know.
Yeah, and don't start calling now, please. Somebody says, switch the camera to Jong whenever anyone comes in to bother him during the show. Call out the intruders. That's not a bad idea.
No, that is a good idea. I wish I had control of what camera was on. Jong will never do that. Jong's one of those guys who he likes to keep on-air or off-air things separate from on-air things.
Yeah.
I don't. But Jong has control of the button.
You like to peel back the curtain, as it were.
Uh-huh.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a call. Ryan, you're on the Blitz. Go. Hello, Ryan.
I ain't gonna lie.
And
hello.
Go.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time, long time. Hey, man, I want to know y'all's honest opinion. I don't know how much Carmelo talk y'all have done today. I've been busy at work, but honest to God, if we had Carmelo last year for those two games that Chris got hurt, game 6 and 7 against the Warriors, do you think Carmelo would have been the difference maker for us getting to the finals? That's one. Two, when we get him, do you think that guarantees us a final finals appearance?
I'm going to go no to both of those.
Yeah, and we did
because if you say, well, if we had Carmelo last year, that means you have to take away Ariza and Bamute. And now Bamute didn't do a lot in the Warriors series.
Yeah, he really didn't do anything in the playoffs because he was hurt. So,
but that he was a big reason why you had so much success last year.
Yeah, I feel like they can replace him, and I feel like Ariza, okay, But no, and we did spend a lot of time on it at 4:15, so I'd recommend going back on the podcast. And Jong shared a lot of reasons why he liked it, and AJ shared a lot of reasons why he didn't.
But yeah, you add Carmelo to this team right now, I still think the Warriors are better than them.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anybody out there you could add that I would say, oh, well, unless...
Because one of the advantages the Rockets had over the Warriors this season was they had a deeper bench, right?
That wasn't an advantage in the playoffs, though.
Exactly. Now you can't even point to that, though.
Because they shortened the bench in the playoffs. So, I honestly, to me, the bench doesn't really matter because they didn't use it. They went, what, 7-8 deep at best.
And the Warriors will still have the best starting five.
Yeah, and there's not really anything you can do about that unless, say, halfway through the season, the Kawhi Leonard thing's not working out in Toronto and you're going to trade him for a rental to get some players back. Not that the Rockets have anything to trade.
What are you think the Raptors will go, oh, yeah, just give us Ryan Anderson. That's what everybody will be saying. But
no,
that's,
no,
that's unrealistic.
But you're going to have to give up a bunch of picks and stuff because I think if they – although I think what will happen is Kawhi will get to Toronto and decides he loves it there.
I think he might.
Because that is a really – it's one of those places that nobody thinks about, like Houston, frankly. Nobody thinks, oh, I want to go to Houston. And then they get here and they realize, hey, well, this doesn't suck.
DeMar DeRozan said as much. He said he loved it there. He didn't expect to be asked to leave.
Yeah, and he didn't want to. But if you're the Raptors and you have a chance to get Kawhi Leonard, absolutely you do that. I think it's a good deal for them. I like DeRozan, but Kawhi Leonard's an upgrade. And if he gets up there and decides he wants to stay, then you've got one of the best players in the league. And I don't think DeRozan's that. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So, Ahmad goes, hey, I want to know your guys' dishonest opinion. Why do callers ask for honest opinions if you'd share a dishonest opinion?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's. Can you give me your honest opinion about this? I hope every opinion we give here is pretty honest. I hope. See, what would my dishonest opinion be on that?
Carmelo's the man. Rockets winning it all.
Yeah, there you go. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And, yeah, so just a reminder, 5:30, that's when you want to call in and try to win the tickets. And I think we need to – I think tomorrow – John, if this is okay with you, I think we'll do a Twitter giveaway to one of our longtime Twitter people. We'll like find out. We need to come up with some way to do that.
You can just do like the 50th person to retweet the giveaway tweet.
Yeah, you can do that. So, we'll figure something out. But I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity for these. So we're doing the best we can with them, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's the kind of thing that the listeners appreciate as much as we appreciate them. That's why we did it. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Carmelo all summer. Or are we going to be able to say, okay?
I don't know. I really think this is a minor signing.
Like,
Carmelo's not a guy I think is going to like put this team over the top. I know there's a lot of people who think that, but no.
No, I mean, he's just a name now.
Yeah.
And... you know, that's okay, but this isn't the guy who's going to be the reason they make it to the finals.
No.
And you know, we'll see.
This is a guy who's just going to take more shots than you probably want him to take.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how it's going to work out. I'm willing to sit back and watch though because I think it'll be funny.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. I have to tell you about my good friends at Eros Medical Group. And, guys, if you've been having some issues, maybe you don't want to talk about it because it's like, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. No, it's really not. If you go visit my guys at Eros, let me tell you, they have either been through it or know everything about it. And they're going to help you through it. They're going to talk you through it. They're not going to treat you like you're a patient. They're going to treat you like you're a friend. That's what they do. They get poker tournaments on Thursday night for their clients. I mean, they get to know you on a personal level, and you get personalized service. And that's how they choose your treatment program. They get to know you. They get to know what your problems are, and they work with you on it. And the cool thing is, when I went there, I was like, I don't know if I need help or not. And then I went through the treatment, and I'll tell you what, man, it made such a difference. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that they can help with beyond that. Low T, hair loss. But if you've got ED, man, they can get you right and get you right in a hurry. Doesn't matter whether it's you're just slightly off or if you're really having problems, whatever it is, they're going to work with you on it. And they've got this new technology that's just absolutely fantastic. Give them a call today, 713-263-EROS, 713-263-3767. Shane and Sean and Dr. Reich and all the guys over there, they're going to get you right. You know, I like going over there just to hang out with them because they're just cool guys who are trying to help men do better in their lives. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. How about this? 30% off any treatment with promo code FRED. So you can do that online or tell them when you give them a call at 713-263-3767. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And everybody waited till 5:30. So good job. Tomorrow I'll come up with some way to where we can get some of our hardcores in. But I need to think of how this is going to work. So please quit trying to sell me. I'm going to come up with some way to get as many of you as I can that have been listening to the show for a long time. But I need to think about it. I'm still a little out of it from the trip, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like I jumped right back. Actually, I did a bunch of work last night to try to get caught up, but I'm still on this like total zen one with the one with nature kind of thing. And it's kind of hard for me to just jump right back in and say, all right, I've got a great plan for how to get everybody in a party.
Yeah.
Give me a day. I'm working on it. I'm just just happy to be back.
I'm happy you're back too, Fred.
Eh.
I missed you dearly.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's always fun to have other people do the show every now and then, but it's just better when the whole team's here, at least from my perspective, because you never know when the show's going to take off on some tangent that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, did you see Johnny Manziel already got traded?
I did not. Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Where's he not going to be playing now?
Well, he's almost got no choice because Montreal, which is the worst team in the league, even worse than Hamilton, is down to its third quarterback, and I think he's hurt. So he is going on to Montreal to play for
the Alouettes.
The Alouettes, but you know who his head coach is? You never guess in a million years. John knows because somebody mentioned it earlier today. John doesn't know either.
Hmm. Chuck Knoll.
A little less accomplished than Chuck Knoll.
Mm.
Does have some Aggie tie.
Uh-oh, what's that guy's name? Mike Sherman?
Mike Sherman is the head coach.
Oh, boy.
Which explains why they're the worst team in the league, right?
Yeah.
Because that guy is not a good football coach. But, so he's... and he actually is the guy who recruited Johnny to A&M, mm-hmm. as you recall.
What a win.
Before he wound up with the...
So now he's with his guy.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, take some phone calls. So, who was the winner, John? Was it anybody that we know, or was it just some random listener? I'm just curious. I want to know who won, who will be at the party.
I think it was just a random listener, Zach Grocock.
Oh, I've heard of that guy before.
Yeah?
Zach Grocock. That's his real name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought he was just trying to... Never mind. Congratulations, Zach. We will see you at the party. And if you're one of those people who wins tickets and can't make it, then you suck. Because these are extremely exclusive. We're trying to take care of the people here. But Johnny is going to Montreal...
Who's the quarterback currently in Montreal?
I couldn't even tell you who the third string guy is. They've gone through a bunch of them.
Wait, are you saying like everybody else is injured?
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's part. Now, they wanted him all along, but the their starter was Drew Willey, who's kind of a...
That's a made-up name.
No, that's... It's no more made-up than Grocock.
No, but, I've actually heard of that guy.
Okay, well, I've actually heard of Drew Willey.
Oh,
Drew Willey's one of those guys who's kind of like perennial backup. And if you start him, you can probably win a few games, but he's not that great. But he was their starter at the beginning of the season. He got hurt. They're down to a third guy who I've never heard of, which, you know, not saying much, but
Pipkin.
No, it's his, the guy that's in there now, is his name's like Schultz or something.
Oh, they've yeah. So they don't have any of the guys they started this
season. No.
Oh, well.
And so, yeah, they're pretty desperate, and their team's awful.
What did they give up to get Johnny?
They actually gave up a starting defensive end and a couple other players and two first-round picks, which doesn't mean a lot in the Canadian football draft.
That seems like a lot.
Well, but keep in mind, there's only nine teams, and you can only draft Canadians in the CFL draft, so it's not like...
So you're going to get, like, you're not going to get the best Canadian player.
No, because the best Canadian player is probably going to play in the NFL.
Right.
Because like, there's always two or three guys every year that wind up in the NFL. So
one or two guys, but if you want to give them a third guy, that's okay.
Two or three.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But
still going one or two. But
so it's pretty rare that those picks turn out to be great players. They're usually just role players.
But even giving up a starting defensive end, that just seems like a lot.
But if you have a quarterback and you got him until the end of next year, if he turns out to be good, their offense ranks last in points.
Okay.
Remember, nine teams, seventh in passing yards out of the nine.
Where do they rank in ability to snort lines of cocaine while standing upside down?
Well, it's Montreal. Those guys can party.
Okay.
So
they are good in that category. Yeah. I was thinking maybe they were adding from a category they were weak in, but it seems like they're adding to a strength.
I heard you can get money phones up there in Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to Montreal, so.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Your joke just flopped.
Yep. Those are only about, 2,500 miles away from each other.
Pretty racist of you.
Close, but not quite. But yeah, Drew Willey was their starter, and then Matt Schultz was the backup, and then Jeff Matthews was also there, but he got hurt, out 4 to 6 weeks with a foot injury. So yeah, they're last in points, passing yards, or last in points, rushing yards, turnovers, and seventh out of nine in passing yards. So they can't get much worse. Montreal, well, I don't know that that's a good place for a guy who's trying hard to recover from all his. Montreal is a place to party.
Sounds like a good place.
Hamilton, not so much. Hamilton's kind of a...
It's not a place to
party. No. It's nobody says, hey, I'm going to Hamilton.
Basically, the middle of Canada, not great for partying.
Well, it's close to Toronto. It's close enough to drive over to Toronto and party. But it's like the Woodlands. Hamilton is like a bigger Woodlands.
Okay.
So who's going to go there to party? Nobody, right? Sorry, Woodlands. But yeah, Montreal. But who knows? Maybe Mike Sherman will get it all straightened out.
Maybe so. He'll save the day.
Yeah.
Good luck, John.
I can't believe that guy got another coaching job.
I know.
It's like, how desperate are you that you start going down a list of potential coaches and, oh, yeah, Mike Sherman. I remember when he coached the Packers. They fired him. I remember when he coached A&M. They fired him. Yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And, we still haven't there's a lot of stuff that we haven't quite gotten to yet. But, like, SEC Media Days and, shocker, the two teams everybody thinks going to come out of the two divisions – Alabama and Georgia.
No, I never would have guessed those two. Is Tennessee still not a trendy pick to?
No, that was last year. You're a year off on that one.
Damn.
Sorry. So, but Alabama picked to win the SEC West. No shock. I bet you can guess the exact order here. I'm guessing.
Of the SEC West?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will go Alabama 1.
You got that one right.
I'll go Auburn 2.
You got that one right.
I will go LSU 3.
Incorrect. Mm. Not much love for LSU. I'll tell you that.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State is third.
Damn.
I'm intrigued by that coach of theirs.
Then you get to the very middle.
Right.
So that's got to be Aggie.
That's Aggie. You got it.
Then LSU.
Yep.
Who will be worse, Ole Miss or Pig?
Ooh.
I'm going to go Ole Miss 6, Pig 7.
Ding, 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 ding. Only one you missed was LSU. Very good.
The SEC East should be much easier. You ready?
Yeah.
Georgia 1.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Nobody else is even close.
Exactly.
No, I'll guess Florida 2.
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Florida 3.
Yeah.
Missouri 4.
Yep.
Do they go Kentucky or Tennessee? I'll go Kentucky.
Ding, ding, ding. Tennessee. Good call. Yeah, Tennessee next.
And then, of course, Vanderbilt.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you missed two out of the entire SEC.
Okay.
Well played. See, I like these games. I like it when you're good at them.
Thank you. You know what else I like?
Golfgate.
Saving money.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
It's Golfgate time, Fred. It's Golfgate time. Get on down to Golfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and start saving money. That's what I'm here to tell you to do, guys. Save more during the summer clearance event going on now at Golfgate. They're your savings headquarters. Monday through Friday, every Sunday, you can save over 10 grand, 10 G's on a 2018 Ram 1500. Just $20,975. Come on now. Golfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center. It's now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Hurry down to Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway. Always online at GolfgateDodge.com. Ram 1500, stock number 852076, MSRP 32540, 7750, and rebates plus $39.95 equals sales price plus TT&L. Guys, offers expire 7/31/18. Make it down today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hope you're having a great Monday. A fun week ahead. Check out SportsMap.com. I don't have to read the little thing. I can just tell you.
Go to sportsmap.com. Sportsmap.com. Sportsmap.com.
It's awesome. Or follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU. That's the easiest way to do it because then it'll just pop up on your Twitter whenever we post something like Jong doing his first video for the site. Are you excited, Jong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like, because Charlie wasn't here and nobody else was here. So Brandon kind of stuck his head and was like, hey, would you want to do a video? It's like, sure.
So I kind of thought that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. We knocked it out in less than 10 minutes.
See?
It was fun.
All right.
And Brandon came up to me and was like, now you have to do multiple because we have a template for you. And it took me a while to put this together. So, yeah, you're going to have to do these regularly.
It's okay, though.
I felt like it was a trap.
Well, it wasn't really a trap. It's just we had somebody there to do videos and no one to actually do them. And you guys are getting a little traffic for that. So go check him out. Top three takeaways from Comic-Con. And lots of good sports stuff, too. Joel's got something on Tiger and Texans training camp preview. So we're counting down to that. And some stuff from Culture Map. So just go check it out. Really good day on Sports Map. It's always a good day on Sports Map. We always have something for everybody. Except for me. I will start writing again here in a couple weeks. I've been taking a little break. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And we'll go to the president's favorite country, Russia, where there was a traffic jam.
Okay.
We can all identify with that, right?
Oh,
we've all
yes.
been stuck in traffic jams.
Oh, yes.
Well, one couple decided to make the most of their time. And, yeah, not only had sex, but did it out of the sunroof of the car. They could be seen standing up through the sunroof of their silver Mercedes as the car remains stationary. And apparently, dozens of onlookers watch them climb out of the top of the car and go to town right there in traffic. And pretty much just above the waist all the way up was visible to the people. The traffic slowly began to move as the video ended. So they timed it pretty well.
There you go.
The man gave the woman's hand a kiss after the very public.
Aww. Thing.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman.
Not known if police are investigating the incident, but reports suggest several onlookers took videos and photos of the couple. I'm pretty sure that's what they wanted.
Pass the photos.
Yeah. So yeah, there's the photo right there.
Nice.
Yeah, they're working it.
Who's driving?
Well, they're not having to drive because.
But it looks like someone's arms hanging out the window.
No, that's the car next to him.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of an optical illusion thing. That is not a Mercedes next to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. St. Petersburg is Russia's second largest city after Moscow with 5 million inhabitants. And apparently people have sex outside their cars there.
Apparently so.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Was all I could find today.
That's all right.
It's kind of a light gem day.
That's okay. It's public sex. I'm always a fan.
Yeah, yeah. 337 says, how can you look at archived articles on SportsMap or are they removed? That's been a long-term bone of contention with the search bar. It's getting fixed. We're going to have a brand new setup that's going to be much better by the end of August. In the interim, the best way to search for something is on Google. Just do a Google search, SportsMap, Raheel. If you want to get something from Raheel.
And pull up all his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But that will be fixed. That's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is sometime in the next month, we're going to have the whole thing is going to be a completely different animal. So. Drunk Bevo says, first time watching the live stream since Fred dressed like Prince looking good, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I've retired that shirt because my daughter made fun of me, too.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep. It's one thing for you to do it when your daughter tells you you look ridiculous. And it wasn't even that. She's like, Dad, what the hell are you wearing?
Are you going to pass that shirt to your son?
Nope. Nope. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. I'd loaded up on a bunch of new shirts and stuff while I was in Canada, so I'll be trotting out my Canadian wardrobe over the next week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got my little Saskatoon shirt.
I noticed.
I wasn't going to get one, but they were like two for $25 at the airport, and the wife wanted one, so I'm like,
you're a sucker
okay,
for
fine.
A good deal.
Yeah. Of course.
She wanted a Saskatoon t-shirt?
Yeah.
Did they match?
No.
Okay. That's good. That would have been awkward.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't really want to. I mean, I know she doesn't want to.
Matching run shirts?
Well, because we did the same thing, but we don't wear them at
the
same time.
You don't wear them at the
same
time?
No, no. She doesn't want to be associated with me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Because then she can be like, I don't know that guy. Well, why are you guys wearing the same shirt? I don't know. That's irony.
Yeah. She likes to separate herself as much as possible.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't blame her. I would, too, if I were her. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and we got a lot of stuff to get to next hour. I got more college football. I got more NFL if we want to do that. I got a lot of non-sports. We got Eric coming in here to get beer.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have to go and we'll have to figure out the order we want to do these in, but I've got enough for everyone, so it should be fun. So we're going to do some of the Saskatchewan beer.
Oh, yes.
And
some foreign beer. That's imports.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though. I always kind of go and spend a little time there and talk to the people who run it and who are really nice, the brewery there. And, man, as bad as things are here in terms of laws, they deal with a lot more than we do.
Even more than Texas?
Yeah. Yeah, they can only sell them in certain parts. So, like, this is... They can only sell in the province and in like a couple places in Alberta. That's it. So you can't sell it in Ontario. It's impossible to get anywhere except for Saskatchewan.
That's garbage, man.
And it's a shame, too, because it's a good beer. So 713-780-ESPN.
Sorry, I found this girl, Lindsay Yoke, who's like an NFL blogger, works for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Another chick who didn't people never going to learn. If you get a job, if you get that blue check mark, you need to pay someone to go through your tweets and make sure you never said anything racist or too crazy. This chick's got a job now. She's, you know, she's making things happen for herself for once. And she's probably like, man, it's so difficult for a woman to break into football. But here I am. I've got 17,000 followers. I've got my own website. You know, things are good. And then some tweets get posted from 2010. NFL actually stands for N-words for life.
Oh.
Asians can't drive. If you're Asian, sorry. Not because you're reading this, but because you can't drive. I don't know if I should read this one out loud. I'm gonna edit it. Okay, I'm gonna give a pause between these two words because that way it'll seem more appropriate. If there's children in your car, this is your chance to turn it down. 3, 2, 1. Swallow, bitch. There's people starving in Africa.
What?
And then I'm crying. When aren't you crying, British cigarette?
Ooh.
Yep. Ooh.
Ooh. The British cigarette, that's the new N-word. You can't go throwing that around.
No.
Are you crazy?
No.
Who's this by?
Lindsay Yoke. It's LINDSEYYOK.
Okay.
Yeah. She's probably a former blogger for the Ravens.
Mm. Asking for a friend, is she hot?
All right.
I'm asking for the listeners. That's always the first question I get, right?
And you can type her profile pictures. I didn't dig any further because she wasn't so hot that I was like, ooh, I got to see what else she's working with.
Yeah, she does want to swallow.
She's definitely not elite. So she's like the Joe Flacco of bloggers. She's like
she might be good for one.
She was probably hot back in the day. She was really good for a
one year. Yeah,
enough to get paid probably. And then she's, you know, now she's all right. You could do better. Yeah. You could do worse.
Well, she's not employed probably here very long, so there is that.
A lot of similarities between those two.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities. All right, guys, there's a lot of energy providers out there. They've always got different offers. They're going to say, oh, how about free weekends? How about free days? How about the first week of the month for free? How about a $500 cash bonus? The list goes on, and all that stuff sounds good on the surface. But then you're going to find out down the road, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. What's going on with that? Or, wait a minute, there's some additional fees on my bill. What's going on with that? That's how they get you, man. You know who doesn't get you like that? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you'll pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to triangleenergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount, and jump on it now. Energy prices are going to keep going up, so now's the time to get on it before it peaks in mid-August, and then you're SOL. I don't know what to tell you at that point. 877-93-EAGLE or triangleenergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.